This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people. Real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
It's our final hour tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And if you're just joining us, we've had Shifty on, who does a radio show, kind of a shock jock-like show. Is that a fair description?
That's such a dirty word. That's such a...
That's roughly what it is.
Have you listened?
No, I don't listen.
Well, then how do you know? Then how do you know? Just based on how I act and how I talk?
I listen to the show after you.
I usually try, what I'd really like, and maybe you can hook me up, I'd really like to talk to Phyllis Schlesley this week.
To who?
Did you listen to the spots during the break?
Oh, Phyllis Schlafly.
I really want to talk to Phyllis about
you dating. Like her?
I like Phyllis.
All right.
I like Phyllis.
I think she's a little out of your league, man.
I want to talk to Phyllis about a lot of things. We can...
All right.
I want to shoot.
All right, let's not go too much further downhill here. I'll try to see if we can get you in touch with Phyllis. We were talking about 9/11.
Did I get you there a little bit? Sorry.
Of course.
Oh, Phyllis.
I have a sense of humor like the best of them. Come on now.
I'm not being funny. I want to talk to Phyllis.
I know you do. I know. I don't think she's single, though. I'm not sure. But
I don't care.
We were talking about 9/11, and I think we've come to a conclusion that you will fight against our position all day long, but you simply don't care.
Why does it have to be us versus them? I mean, why can't you just maybe see that a government who was so inept that they made the Articles of Confederation? A government so inept that they continue to prohibit
it's not the same
America.
Government. We're talking apples and oranges here.
A government so stupid that they continue to allow prohibition on marijuana when it's what could possibly bring us out of our problem. A government that's so stupid that tobacco is still legal and marijuana is not.
We're not necessarily talking about a government, though, here, Shifty. We're talking about a compartmentalized effort of evil.
The Illuminati?
Yes. The Illuminati.
The Jews.
The Jews. The reptilians.
No, please. Not the reptilians.
Yeah?
You don't really believe in the reptilian thing, do you?
I am a reptilian.
No. You don't the lizard people thing.
No, I've looked in Bob's eyes. He's not a reptilian. But yeah.
All right, but let's not get too far from the point here. Let's not talk about the who. Let's talk about the what. What happened on September 11th? What happened in Shanksville? Do you have evidence that a plane crashed in Shanksville?
Shanksville, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Would my own personal account maybe be a indicator?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. What debris, what did you see in Shanksville? Because the official story says the plane vaporized as it hit the ground.
On 9/11, I was in Washington. Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On 9/11, I was in Washington, D.C. And I was driving through downtown D.C. on my way to West Virginia University, leaving my father's office. I saw the smoke from the Pentagon. I kept driving, listening to WTOP in Washington, trying to catch the news, trying to figure out what was going on, pulled over on the side of the road, tried to make cell phone calls, wouldn't work. And when I got back to school, some guys said that we should go up to Pennsylvania, which was not very far from where it was, and we were able to get about a half a mile from the plane crash site, and there was most certainly not just police activity, but there was there's no doubt in my mind that there was a fire that was taking place at the time.
A fire?
There was smoke, yes.
Okay, and smoke.
Six hours later.
Where's the debris?
Well, I couldn't get close enough to see that, but I mean, Bob, they also
okay. Well, that's what I would want as far as proof, because according to the official story, the crater in Shanksville was where the plane hit and vaporized.
So what about the people that were on board? What about the families of those people? You just think they
what
don't exist?
Them?
They're government actors like Sandy Hook? I mean, how many great actors do you think there are out there that can't crack, Bob? This isn't the Oscars.
It's odd that you bring up the families, though. I mean, you don't care about these people. You don't seem to. I mean,
No. You know what? I don't care about the people because they're gone. I care about their families because they're the ones that can disprove Bob's theory.
Why is it there so many family members that are angry with the 9/11 Commission, though, and people who've come on and been public about it and said this thing was an inside job?
How about all of the people who understand that that's not true?
No, there's not people that understand that that's not true. There are people who do understand the forensics of these crime scenes, and we're telling you about World Trade Center 7. We're telling you about what happened in the Pentagon. We're telling you about Shanksville. We're telling you about the forensics of these crime scenes, and they disprove everything of the official story.
Here's what I don't understand. If I really believed any of this, if I were one of you guys, I couldn't be here anymore. Why are you here?
Why couldn't you be here like we are?
I would hate this country if I believed what you believe.
Well, it's very hard to love a country and a nation of people who won't see the truth. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I wouldn't just not love it. I would hate it. I would be in England so fast. Why are you
England.
Guys here?
Why would you go to England? That's what
I
don't
know.
About 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Because I think that English girls' accents are really sexy, and I hear that their cup sizes are bigger over there. But yeah. But
aren't you a married man, Shifty?
Yes. Does that mean I'm dead?
No, 7-7 bombing in England, we're talking about the same problems over there, okay? These same things are happening all over the world.
So go to Africa.
They don't call it the New World Order for nothing, Shifty.
Go to Africa. Go to one of those villages and put some plates in your lips.
No. There are places to go, but I don't think you've named any good ones yet. But the bottom line is we're here. And we have a responsibility, Shifty, a responsibility to hold our government accountable. That is what it means to be an American. Okay? It's not to buy the official line. And when we know it's a lie and it stinks and it's terrorism, it needs to be exposed.
That's our job.
That's what we do here.
I would be willing to bet that you guys also believe in Sandy Hook. You believe that the Boston bombing was a false flag. Because my theory, and the reason that I don't care about these things that much, is that in my thought process, you folks cannot learn to accept anything bad that happens, because your brains are predisposed to immediately believe that it can't be true. There can't just be a wacko, because you cannot possibly compute the fact that bad crap happens.
Sure, it always happens. There's always a wacko. It's always Lee Harvey Oswald or James Earl Ray or Sirhan Sirhan or Adam Lanza. It's always a wacko, isn't it? Or 19 guys who were at the strip club the night before but want to be martyrs, and so they decided to fly jet airplanes into buildings in order to make some kind of a point. Those kinds of wackos are out there. But it never has anything to do with what's happening behind the scenes. It never has anything to do with a world war or a complex or a Patriot Act or the destruction of our economy.
No.
This draconian...
Hey, Shep, yeah, I want to thank you for coming on, man. We'll have to do this again.
Thank you guys very much for having me. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Take care.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. 800-313-9443. We'll get your reaction on that. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Frank. Thanks for waiting, Frank. Hi there, Frank.
This is Adrian.
Oh, we got Adrian next. I'm sorry, I skipped I skipped Adrian, but let's go to Adrian, and then we'll go to Frank. Adrian, I'm sorry about that, buddy. Thanks
good,
for holding, man.
Man.
What's up?
It's a great show, man. Bob Tuscan and Steve Starr is, you know, amazing show. One of the things I just want to make just a quick little comment is, and you guys, you know, watching, listening to you guys, you know, with the discussion, I really respect you guys being able to allow people to have their own, you know, beliefs and their own points of view and not, you
it
know, not try to make fun
of
them.
It would be boring if we came on and agreed with each other all day long, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's what makes a great show, man.
I think so.
But, and I just wanted to kind of point that out. It's always important. You know, the main thing is that you know, you look at what happens or, you know, the Building 7 and the chemtrails, and we just got to make sure that we're doing the one, you know, that yourself is doing the one that's doing the thinking. Like, you look at it, and mainly what do you think it is? You know, not so much what somebody tells you is, like, and if there's something that doesn't fit what someone says, you need to try to figure out what it is for yourself, you know. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, good points, Adrian. Let me just say this, that there are, I think there are factual things that you can conclude, like 9/11. And World Trade Center 7 pretty well proves the fact that it was controlled demolition, and you can see all the other evidence as it compiles. Now, there are questions about things like Sandy Hook. I don't have solid, conclusive thoughts or conclusions about what happened there yet. I'm still investigating that. There are theories. I listen to a lot of them. You know, I hear about the crisis actors. I hear about this and that. I think it's one of those events that's partly truth and partly fiction. The Boston bombing is the same way. We were on the air the day that actually happened, suspecting something was very wrong with that story. I still believe there is. But, you know, there are things that we have to keep investigating before we come to conclusions about. I mean, like, you know, Shifty wants to put us all in a category. Anytime we mention one thing, he tries to lump together the whole rest of the whole, you know, bandwagon of crazy ideas. Next thing you know, we're talking about the moon being made out of green cheese. That's not necessarily the case, but there are certain things that you have to come to the factual conclusion about. And 9/11 is one of them. I mean, it was definitely an inside job. There's no question about that. And I think any more, any thinking, analytical, and informed person who's doing the investigation. Bob?
Without a doubt. Let's talk to Frank now. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing tonight? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good, Frank.
Can't complain.
How you doing?
Good. I got my 9/11 story. I remember 1999, I traveled overseas, and I came back home. And I got in my car, and it was a fairly hot day, around 80 degrees, and I had my passport in my hand, and I put my passport on the dashboard of my vehicle, and I started my vehicle, and I started driving, and I noticed that just from the heat of the top of the dashboard, it started warping my passport. So I took it off, and I took it out of the sunlight, and I put it underneath some newspaper so it won't get warped. And I always remember that, you know, this how flimsy these passports were. Now, during 9/11, and we were all glued to our TV set, I remember the New York City police chief or the commissioner, this is a top-ranking guy of the whole police department, said that they recovered the hijacker's passport, and it's become a crime scene. And I do remember that. And I was thinking in my mind...
Wait a second. They found the passport, but they didn't find the black boxes?
They couldn't find the black boxes, but they found a passport.
Right.
So I said to myself, now, wait a minute. If this, the heat of my dashboard of my vehicle was warping my passport, how can they possibly recover a passport from the hijackers after the black boxes didn't survive? There was paper skewed all over the place. I mean, it was a total... literally war zone, and suddenly they just found this passport that happened to be one of the hijackers that was, you know, listed as part of the 19 that done this horrendous act to the American people. So that's when it started unraveling for me. I mean, I had a hard time believing that. So, I mean, I know the one guy, Shifty, he was like making all these comments, but, you know, we can debate Building 7 back and forth, and we can debate this, but you can't debate the fact that the likelihood of a passport surviving that intense heat and happened to be one of the hijackers. You know, we like our BS, but that was just getting a little too deep for me.
Yeah. They didn't have the pictures of them getting on the planes either, and their names disappeared from the roster Also, some of them have actually turned up alive in various places. So how did the guy who was on the plane turn up alive with his passport there someplace else? You know, I mean, I'm not saying it was the same one because I'm not sure whose name was on the passport. What I'm saying is, though, that there were so many things missing, and all you have to do is start putting things together two by two, one by one, you know, and you start seeing all the conclusive facts. I mean, there were orders to invade Afghanistan on September 10th before all this even started, you know.
Oh, you know, you're right. And but it's, you see, it's becoming a very distant memory. You know, it's been so many years now. It's over a decade, you know, and people are beginning to forget. And unless specific things you remember about 9/11, you know, that, like, I just recall the thing with the passport. I did remember my passport getting ruined in the, you know, in the heat of my vehicle. I mean, it's just something that stuck with me. And when the commissioner of the New York City Police Department said they recovered one of the hijackers' passports had come at a crime scene, that's when I said, well, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't make no sense. And this isn't made up. This is coming from an official government individual chief law enforcement feller, the head of the New York City PD, so I guess it's pretty reliable information he's given it, and it was broadcasting on the news. You know, it was broadcasting all over the news. So it just didn't sit well with me, and it still doesn't sit well for me today. I mean, you know, so that's my 9/11 story, and I guess now I'm a truther. I don't know. They're going to make some name. Oh, you don't believe the government version. There must be something wrong with you. Well, there isn't, because I just can't mesh the passport being found with, you know, this incident that happened with me a couple of years earlier. It just doesn't make no sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one point. There's so many others. I think the forensics of the collapses and the falls, and these buildings did not collapse. They use that word a lot, but what they actually did was that the towers exploded in midair is what they did. They vaporized into volcanic ash virtually in midair. And we talk about the 3,000 Americans, but how many hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers were exposed to toxic chemicals in that area? And then, of course, we've had the wars and everything like that as well. But, you know, I think what your point is that you're making is very clear, that there's so many forensic points here and so many planted stories like that passport. And when with guys like Shifty, what they want to do is say, well, it is so far behind us now, we don't need to think back on that. But because of 9/11, since 9/11, after 9/11, what we learned from 9/11, even this federal Judge Pauley recently, who says that he thinks NSA spying is necessary. Why? Because of 9/11. I mean, it's like they always use 9/11 to justify these draconian acts of tyranny. Right, they always refer back to that whenever they want to, expand their autocratic rule over all of us. But then again, when we bring up questions, well, let's put it behind us. It doesn't matter. I don't care anymore. I don't, you know, like this guy. You know, I'm so fed up with these so-called neocon phony conservatives. I'm telling you, I've just had it with them. I mean, to me, I think they're even worse sometimes than the just plain stupid people, because these guys are deliberate liars, in my opinion. I'm sorry to get off on that again. Friends, I've been upset about this tonight, and I'll try to cool it. But point is simply this, that, you know, this kind of stuff that they keep throwing out at us, that he doesn't care. He wants to argue about Obamacare and taxes. You know what I mean? Forget about all the bloody treasonous murders that have been going on over and over and over in this country. And I'm fed up with people like that.
Precisely. More calls when we come back on the other side of this quick break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Phone calls as we possibly can now, and we'll start with Art.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Art.
All right, let's take this one at a time. Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Shifty, you couldn't get close enough to really see what was going on, so you don't make a very good eyewitness. But let's take the testimony of two people who were there, eyewitness accounts. First one being Chris Manacki. He's a photographer out of Pittsburgh. When interviewed, said that the only thing he saw was some broken trees, big hole in the ground, not really much debris, few spots of some smoldering ash, but really what it looked like was a big 15 to 20 foot long hole, about 10 feet wide. Well, I'm telling you what, at 400 mile an hour, a plane the size of a 757 is going to leave a much bigger hole than that. And also going to leave a lot more than just a few broken trees and a little bit of smoldering ash. But what about Wally Miller, Somerset County coroner? Quote, I stopped being coroner after 20 minutes because there were no bodies. He told the Houston Chronicle, looked like somebody just dumped a bunch of metal there. He told the Washington Post, looked like someone took a scrap truck, dug a 10-foot ditch, and dumped the trash into it. He told the Pittsburgh Review, I've not to this day seen a single drop of blood from that site. Not a single drop of blood. So we have a plane just vaporized? Well, then again, we did have Donald Rumsfeld tell us that they gave the order to shoot the plane out of the sky, which would support why they claimed that there was debris scattered over a 3-mile range. Now let's go to the black boxes here. We had Ted Lapitkowitz or something like that. I can't pronounce it. He, spokesman for the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB. Quote, it's extremely rare that we don't get the recorders back. I can't recall another domestic case which we did not recover the recorders. Ground Zero, New York firefighter Nicholas DeMasi helped in the recovery effort. Quote, at one point, I was assigned to take federal agents around the site to search for the black boxes from the planes. For a total of 4, we found 3. But didn't the 9/11 Commission say none were found? Mm-hmm. Now let's go to the Pentagon. If you have a plane coming in at 400 mile an hour, skimming 12 to 15 feet above the ground, first of all, the telephone and light poles would have sheared those wings off. But let's say for the argument that the wings stayed intact and just popped the poles out like they claimed. Where's the impact zones on the building? There are none. We're talking 2 9-foot diameter Pratt & Whitney engines. No damage to the building where those engines would have struck. If a plane coming in at 10 to 15 feet above the ground at 400, 500 mile an hour, it would have sheared that ground, but if you look at the pictures immediately afterward, the grounds were in perfect condition. The tail section stands well over 40 foot off the ground. Where's the damage to the building near the roof where that tail section would have slammed into the plane? Not there. You have basically a 16-foot diameter hole in the building. Well, I'm sorry, but a plane, the wingspan of 120-something feet, isn't going to fit into a 16-foot hole. What could create that? Oh, I don't know. A cruise missile could do it. And remember, that was the very section of the Pentagon that had just been remodeled to withstand something like that, which lends the question, could the explosion have come from inside the building, maybe? Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think also that was it the citizen investigation team that did that video where they showed that there was a plane north of the naval annex coming in over the Citgo station from a totally different angle. If anybody saw a plane coming in very low, that was it. And the NTSB and the FAA said there was only one plane in that area, and that plane did not hit the Pentagon. It wasn't the plane. It wasn't what hit over there further down, I guess it was it to the south or the southeast of the Pentagon from a different angle. It wasn't that plane. Couldn't have been. And there were at least 8 witnesses. 2 of them were Pentagon cops, and they testified at different, they didn't even know each other, but they had both made the same, they left the same witness and testimony that plane came in north of the naval annex. That is not what hit the Pentagon. It could not have been.
All right, let's go to Curtis now in Florida. Thanks, Hart. We got a lot of callers here I want to get to, but you and I could talk all day about this. Enough said. Curtis, hello there.
I could talk all day, too, but I won't. It's not my night. I did want to say I don't like Shefty. I believe 911 was an inside job or more likely an Israeli Mossad job with compliance with some of the higher-ups of our military. And I don't like Shifty to speak on your program, not because he shouldn't be heard, but because he has so many other places to speak, to spread his neocon war savoring nonsense. And to think he doesn't care if 3,000 people were killed by whom or the wars that have been justified using that event is so callous and therefore just, it sort of disqualifies anything else he has to say. He says, I don't care about it. Well, that's a lot of people not to care about in our lifetime, in very recent memory. And that's it for me tonight, and have a great show.
Thanks, Curtis. Let's try to fit Dark Pupil on. Dan, how are you, man?
Yo, what's up, Bob?
What's up with you, man? What's happening?
Damn. I'm ill and chilling, scrilling. Hey, who's this shifty guy? Because what's his official stance on 9/11? That it was Osama bin Laden?
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but yeah.
Well, you know, there's going to be disinfo agents out there with such a firestorm of alternative media hammering into all these different issues. There's going to be disinfo agents out there who are going to call us crazy conspiracy theorists and whatever else you want to call us. But we're in the unfortunate position of sorting through all these messes, these little invisible bureaucracies that are sneaking around behind closed doors. They're the ones that are concocting these plots. They're the ones that are keeping this stuff going.
Yes, they are. And yep. That's the whole idea. And, of course, as you know, Curtis and you have pointed out, he doesn't care, really. He thinks it's more important to talk about Chris Christie's bridge debacle right now. That's the way these neocon radio talk show hosts operate. They want to keep things on a very, very low level, keep you distracted with the Punch and Judy puppet show, you know, thinking that you're going to buy into the idea that it's Republicans versus Democrats when we've been betrayed by both parties. And the Republicans have blood all over their hands, and you can't sweep this blood under the carpet, friends. They have a real problem going all the way back to George W. and even before, really, of course. But the fact is simply this, as you said, you know, Dan, you know, these guys are out there and they're trying to keep our focus off of what's really happening and distracting us with these petty politics of the day. Sure, I don't like Obamacare. Sure, there's reason to be upset about taxes, but that's all they talk about. Rush Limbaugh, the rest of them, Fox News crowd, they make me sick. I'm fed up with them, all of them. I've had an experience, you know, just recently myself that I just decided it's time, you know, these guys need to be called out and called down, you know?
Well, you know, the good old boys who led that spear charge into Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, they're so worn out right now through all these tours that they're not going to have anybody to throw in that meat grinder. But I think that the New World Order is going to pass that torch to the Chinese or the Koreans. You're going to be seeing Chinese or North Korean troops hitting California soon in spacesuits and corpse-eating robots.
Well, you know, I mean, stranger things have happened, and you can't write this stuff. You can't make it up, you know.
I think the states of this great union need to start coming together in clusters and succeeding from this ugly system. And, you know, collapse the dollar, and we should bring in the Amero. We can get Anonymous to start printing out Ameros, scattering them all over Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And, you know, after the collapse, you know, that's what we'll use as our currency.
You're being facetious, right?
I'm being facetious.
All right. Just checking. Jeez, you scared me for a second. Yeah. Ameros. Yeah. Bitcoins don't work. Ameros.
Yeah. There you go.
Dan, always good to hear from you, buddy. You take care, all right?
You too, boss.
Bye. All right, we'll take some final phone calls after this quick break. Lynn, I want to get to you, so stand by, but I want to give you some time here. We'll talk with you on the other side first, and anybody else who wants to wrap things up with us tonight at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hey, and if you support what we do here on the Bob Tuscan Show, hate to ask, but, you ask and you shall receive, as they say. Donations, please. I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any ads on the site. Although if you want to advertise, please get in contact with me too. There's nothing wrong with that. BobTuskin.com, BobTuskin.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, it's the final segment tonight of the Bob Tuscan Show. Thank you all for staying with us. 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on in the last minute. I got cut off last segment, but in short, if you can afford to send some Federal Reserve notes our way, we really appreciate it. I'm doing this full time and, struggling financially. So, the Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com is the PayPal info. The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com for PayPal. Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. And on the website, I got a secure system called WePay that I use. There's a green button that says donate to the Tuscan family. Thank you very much in advance. All right. Final phone calls. Let's see here. Lynn, you've been waiting patiently. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. And thanks for taking my call.
I sent in my $100 minus a zero.
Oh, $10 works. That works.
That's all I could afford.
Hey, that's great.
Hey,
you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
I have two comments and a question. Nobody has brought up the fact, and I remember this so clearly, while I was down in Florida at the time at 9/11, switching back and forth from channel to channel, trying to figure out what was going on. There was a reporter that announced that Building 7 had collapsed some time before it actually fell.
The BBC.
On its own footsteps, which has never happened before or after. So
yes.
I think that's kind of an important thing, because we've had buildings, fires in tall buildings since then that have burned for hours and hours and hours and never fell in their own footsteps. So Shifty is bothersome to me because he doesn't care and so many people don't care, but he says that if that were true, he would hate the country. And I think there is a difference between hating the country versus hating the way this country is being run right now.
Sure.
So
absolutely. I agree.
I think that that's an important thing. And then I have a question. What's the opposite of a truther?
Right.
A liar.
That's my final thought.
Notice how he couldn't answer that when I asked him that.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, I don't think there's a greater calling than searching for the truth, whether you find
correct.
It to be something you like or don't like to hear. I think Steve brought up a good point as far as, or where the caller brought up, that there was a corner there that had nobody to look at. There were no bodies. So, yeah, I think there's some really good points. But the fact that that building fell and it was already announced that it had fallen before it did is just so suspicious. Absolutely.
Sure.
I'm
absolutely.
I'm proud to be a truther. I want to know what's really going on. And the opposite is what I think people should be looking at is, if you're not a truther, what are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I had to say, guys.
Thank you.
It was Jane Stanley. Jane Stanley, let's go live now to Jane Stanley.
BBC, we have Jane Stanley reporting from New York City.
Jane Stanley has the remarkable ability to have ESP about events that haven't happened, but she reports them as if they did. So pay attention quickly now to Jane. Jane Stanley, Jane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here live in this awful event today. And behind me is the skyline in live time. We're just getting reports that the Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. It has collapsed. Jane, sorry to interrupt, but one little problem here. The building's standing tall behind you.
Oh, we've lost Jane. We've lost Jane. Jane,
oops.
Jane's gone.
20 minutes later, the building collapses in 6 seconds.
Yeah, Jane, what happened to Jane's feet? Jane's feet has gone out. John, what happened to
She's
Jane?
She's got cold feet, Steve.
Oh, I guess, yeah, they lost her feet when that happened there.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
A little sneak peek of an article I'm going to be releasing for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Google's omnipresent presence is continuing. They just spent $3.2 billion, with a B, billion dollars for a company called Nest.
Nest. And that is? What's that all about?
Nest is a maker of smart smoke alarms and thermostats.
Oh, boy, I got to get one of those.
Google spent $3.2 billion on this. Well, there's more to this story.
Yeah, there always
is. It has to do with that technocratic agenda, that Internet of Things, that smart grid initiative. And I'll be writing about this tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. That's
I'll
very good.
Don't steal that story from me, folks.
Okay? No one will steal that story, but look for it from Bob Tuscan.
Bob Tuscan.
Yeah. Hey, there is a rumor that the Bob Tuscan show is going to health.
Oh, yeah. We got to plug our health week. Coming up in a week from today. All week
long, I'm talking all week long, folks, we're going to be doing health. I already have several confirmed guests. Should I go over them?
Yeah, you should.
Let's go over the confirmations. Calendar. That's what I want. I want my calendar. All right. So on the 20th so far, we have confirmed Dr. Mark Serkis, Sylvia Onusik, Dr. Sylvia Onusik, and Lori Cohen to talk about GMOs. Great lineup then. On Wednesday, we have Dr. Gian coming on to talk about cancer. We have Ty Bollinger for 2 hours on Thursday. We can't get by with just 1 hour with Ty. We got 2 hours coming up with Ty on Thursday. Dr. Betty Martini is coming on Friday. Yes.
Very good.
She's going to be talking about aspartame and all that good stuff.
She's an expert.
And we got Robert Scott Bell coming on.
Good deal.
Robert Scott Bell. And Carolyn Rosen. No, Carolyn. Jeez, what's her name? It's at the tip of my tongue. I think it's Carolyn Rosen. Yeah, she talks about the magnesium and what is her name?
Rosen? Codex? Is she a Codex expert as well?
No. Carolyn. I don't know. It's not in front of me. Anyways, we got tons of good guests coming on.
Yeah, going to health all week.
Yeah, so that should be fun. A week dedicated to health and getting your health in order and all that stuff. Last time I did this, about 2 or so years ago, it was greatly successful, man. I got great feedback from people. They're like, they digged it, man. They really digged it. So I'm hoping to have a cornucopia of interesting guests on to run the gamut on the topics of health.
Sounds very good. I'll be listening into that and, of course, maybe participating with you a little bit on that. I'm very interested.
Yeah, I forgot. Steve Starrs is coming on for an hour to talk about his documentary on health.
That's right. I did a documentary on health many years ago. I didn't even know I was getting into what I was getting into at that time, but we were exposing the fraud behind HIV/AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, AIDS is a real situation, but HIV is a government-created program in order to empower virus hunters to sell pharmaceuticals and all kinds of things. It has very little to do with the cause of AIDS, and it has a lot more to do with selling drugs and a big $450 billion now. If you want to see where this fraud, how it got started, and why HIV is a lie, well, you can go to my website, AIDSfraudVideo.com, AIDS fraud video. Now, you can watch the film for free. It's 2 hours long, or almost, friends. So, you know, take your lunch, okay? But we'll explain 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS, what the real causes are, why toxic pharmaceuticals like AZT, DNA chain terminators are dangerous, and who is behind all of this. Long before Obamacare was the AIDS fraud, and we never did catch up with it. And about 90% of the American public has no idea, Bob. So, thanks for bringing me on. I will see you, I guess, Wednesday.
I will see you Wednesday, Steve.
All right.
Lots of great stuff coming this week, but next week is definitely going to be awesome with the Health Week. Thanks so much for all the support, folks. We'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys.
Chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.